Yeah, National Geographic are going to be hosting a 16-episode season of local sunny coast business, the Sunshine Coast Snake Catcher. Now, Stewie, he's synonymous with catching snakes around the place. If you get a bit of a loose snake in your home, we got that. You got that covered, generally speaking.
But snake? I'm a slithery little snake snake.
That's what Stewie does when he's trying to catch the snakes around in the backyard.
That is Stewie, isn't it? That's some audio.
Oh, you're a slippery little snake.
Joining us now in studio is three of the six-man team of Sunny Coast locals who make up the show, Stewie, Jess and Liv. Good morning, team.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, everybody. Snake.
This is so cool.
Give us a run through, Stewie. There he is.
Aussie nice. Snake wranglers coming to National Geographic. This is a huge get, not only for you guys, but also the Sunshine Coast and putting the Sunny Coast on the map.
Oh, 100%. It's sort of been in the works for a while. But, yeah, to finally get over the line in the middle of COVID as well, which is pretty awesome. But, yeah, to get, you know, myself and five of my team to come out catching snakes every day for 6 weeks filming was unreal. So
cool.
Forgive me, but I'm actually a bit gobsmacked that there is enough work in terms of snakes getting around to get six people out chasing snakes around. Is there a lot of people, obviously, on the blower picking up and calling you out?
Mate, it would blow your mind.
I'll just jump in there because Stuart's phone goes off every 30 seconds. It actually drives me insane.
It's actually frustrating when we're filming. I had to end up transferring the phone because we were getting so much like calls
ridiculous.
And work coming in that it was like affecting us trying to film and get all like the cutaway shots and all that sort of
We'd
stuff.
We'd be in the middle of wrangling this big snake. I'm about to get bitten and Stuart's phone would go off and be like, cut. I'll just wait for Stuart to take the call and then we'll just pick it up when we're ready.
There's another bloody taipan to Wanton.
But no,
thanks, Terry.
In the busy season, we can get up to, you know, 20 to 30 phone calls in a day.
Oh my God.
In a day?
Yep.
And do you kind of like when you get to the person's house, whether it's venomous, non-venomous, do you assess the situation first or do you just like, is there no time to think? Do you just have to go in and just get it?
Honestly, like there's probably a bit of both because obviously when you arrive, it's a big brown snake on the movie just running straight in. You got to go wrangle it straight away. But if there's a python curled up, that's where we can just have a look at it and you know, take photos and all that sort of stuff. So,
yeah.
Jess, how did you get involved with this? Like how did you get involved with snake handling?
Well, I guess my background was actually in zookeeping, so it's actually a little bit of a funny story. I used to be pretty scared of snakes, believe it or not, and it wasn't until I started working with the really cute, cuddly animals like koalas and wombats that I realised that actually I think I would prefer a bite from a snake any day of the week. And then that's kind of where my fascination with snakes came from.
I feel like there's a story here. Have you been bitten by a wombat?
No.
Jess and I used to handle wombats together and we would call each other legit because we were so terrified because they are surprisingly terrifying. She would call me on the radio. She'd be like, okay, Liv, if I don't talk to you in the next 5 minutes, it's because I've been eaten by a wombat.
But our radio chat would be like, psh, copy, Liv. Wombat incoming, run, jump, top the fence.
I've never heard of anyone scared of wombats before.
Well, have you been bitten by one, Sammy boy?
No.
All right, well.
To be honest, no.
No bite, no opinion then, mate.
I'm asking.
So Jess is right. We would rather a snake bite than a wombat.
Absolutely, any day of the week. Yeah. So
Stewie, have you been bitten by a snake?
I've been bitten. How's this microphone? Yeah. I've been bitten by plenty of snakes. Nothing dangerously venomous, thankfully.
Okay.
But if you watch the first episode of Aussie Snake Wranglers, I have literally the closest call with an eastern brown snake you've ever seen. So
really?
And they're the worst, aren't they?
They're second most dangerous, second most venomous snake in the world.
What's the most venomous?
Inland taipan, but that's way out west.
So. Okay.
I have to say, too, that the balls that Stewie has, like, insane.
Can we not talk about my balls on
it? Mate,
well, we're about to. It's
but I
just
want to pump your tyres a bit because it's tough. Because I don't do venos. I'm not veno trained yet. That's something maybe season two. Maybe we can.
Is that the term veno?
Veno, yeah.
I haven't got me veno license.
Well, I don't. So anyway, but I'm really proud of the boys and they do an amazing job. And they just go for it. I feel like I'd balk a bit, so I need to learn a bit more off Stewie. And he's a great teacher and he's taught pretty much everything I know about snakes has come from the big man.
Do you have to do 100 hours of veno training first before
I log them in my book and we do wet veno training and we do, you know, dry
at
veno training
as well.
And nighttime veno training.
This is so fascinating. Now, Liv, I've known you for a very long time. One of my great mates, Liv, and I talk about you a lot on air. We often get you on here as our animal expert.
Animal expert, yeah.
Because you do have a lot of knowledge around lots of different
Still can't get animals. Over the fact that echidnas have four willies. That's blowing my mind.
It is.
Four heads to a willy. So one willy and then four heads.
Because it needed clarifying.
Wasn't individual. Okay, I'm sweating now. Do you want to? Okay. What were you going
to
say?
But Liv, I've never known you to be able to do this snake training. That's amazing. Like that's crazy. And this is something that, you know, you've got a degree in marine biology, yet you're going and chasing snakes.
It's a little far outside the realm. But Stewie, he said to me one time, he's like, "Right, Liv, I need you to head in there and just head grab it." And I was like, "You want me to what now?" He goes, "You know, just head in and grab its head." Yeah, okay. Nah, cool. Cameras are on
me. I think the term is a gentle head grab.
Okay.
Gently grab it by the head.
Did you have to do one too, Jess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweating. He's like, Jess.
Oh, so hang on. Have you done your Benno training, Jess?
This is going to be a gentle head grab job, Jess, I think is the actual terminology that you use.
Have you done your Benno training?
I have, yes.
Oh, so hang on. You kind of outrank Liv here.
Yeah, she does. She does. She's doing a
Yeah, I have done.
Well, because when I'm not snake wrangling, I actually work out Wes as a fauna spotter catcher. So sometimes I have no option. I have to just jump in and head grab, and you know,
gentle head grab.
Gently, exactly. See, he knows.
I'm dying over here. Yeah, gentle head grab. But it went well. So Stewie just sort of told me how to do it off camera for 1 second, and you just got to go in and fake it till you make it a little bit.
That's confidence amazing. Is the key, isn't it?
It really is. Did I manage to grab the head successfully?
No, you did really well. And I guess that's one thing that when I first started snake catching is it's not – you don't want to like – you got to kind of throw people under the bus as such, you know, especially when working with pythons though. They're not, you know, not dangerous. They can bite. Kind of hoping for a bite, to be honest, but didn't happen.
Righto, mate.
But it's crazy, hey. And within this 16 episodes, I think there's like 90 different jobs we go on. So it's insane the amount of snakes you see, the vision.
This is cool.
The girls getting into it, wrangling snakes. So.
When can we see this? The date release is?
September 14.
There you go. Mark it in your
National Geographic.
Mark it in your calendars. All right, guys, thank you so much for the most entertaining thing I think we've done all Monday. So thank you. Enjoy your week.